Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, now, I like it. Okay, I like it. But isn't the show 11 to 2?
It is. It really is.
It's oh, no, really? Yes!
I love it.
I even looked.
You know, people just cut me off. You know, cut the whole last hour. Nobody's listening. 2 hours is enough for me. You know.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's what he's trying to say.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, Remy's going to be so mad when I tell him I got to fix this again.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, man.
If you reach out and say, I'm going to do you a favor. But if you don't execute the favor.
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't count.
No. I mean, you know, God knows his heart. I mean, you know, he's doing what he can. I mean, I guess, you know, he's under a lot of pressure right now. I mean, you know, I just I don't know. I don't know what to say. Because, you know, this is the thing about that, and he's very meticulous. He studies the schematics of how toilet paper is supposed to be properly inserted.
Yeah.
And somehow he didn't realize that my show was 3 hours long. So I don't know if it was an accident. Or, you know, if he was trying to send me some type of message.
No,
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened. Is I looked at the schedule. Because I'm like, how long does your show go again? And I saw it on the schedule.
I know already, Dan. I don't have to look at the schedule.
Because he listens to the show.
Right. Yeah. But, no, I looked at the schedule to see how long the show goes. And there's a game, I think, on this weekend. And so it just said 11 to 2 because it's got to go to the game, or 11 to 1 because it's going to the game. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's 11 to 1. I didn't stop to think that it would actually normally go another hour. My fault? I was going
actually,
too fast.
How about that phrasing, Gillette? It would actually go another hour.
A whole nother hour. Like it's a chore, like it's something bad.
Exactly. Like a colonoscopy or something. Another hour of this?
Are you kidding me?
You just compared her show to a colonoscopy? Really?
You did.
No, I didn't. That was your word. You used the word, not me, son.
I'm using my interpretation of your words and
interpretation.
Tone.
I want to go back to interpretive
school
there.
But you know what? I had better lay off of Dan Cook, and I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't, I'm not saying Jesus doesn't love Corey Heppler, but I'm going to say Jesus really, really loves Dan Cook because I give Corey Heppler grief every day and nothing bad ever happens to me. In fact, the meaner I am to Corey, the better things are for me, like more blessings. But the one time I really stuck it to Dan, God hurry up and turned around and got me right back. So I don't know if you heard, but.
Yeah, I want to get to, can I just ask one question?
What?
If Jesus himself, herself, returned and took a picture with all of us, would Corey look at the camera with Jesus or would he look off to the distance?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, we might have to do a whale poll on.
We might have to do a whale poll on that one and let the public
Dan, what do you think?
100% he's looking off to the side plaintively.
For sure.
100%.
For sure he's looking off to the distance. There's just no doubt.
Jesus would be looking at him going, what are you doing?
Jesus is going, hey, I invented the thing. Okay, that's a human. That's a camera. Where are you going? Okay.
Lord.
Okay. Okay, so you're hosting.
I host the morning news with Dave Lee. I don't know if you heard about it. And, you know, just got like a million hits on Twitter about how wonderful and how great it was. But anyway, so when I was done, I went to Dan Cook's desk so we could chat and, you know, maybe he had some tips for me or how to do better next time and all that good stuff. So he wasn't there. Right. And so I was like, well, I'll wait. You know, maybe he'll get here soon, because I know when I produced the Chad Hartman show, I would come in early so I could pull clips and sounds and set up interviews and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Does early mean 11:59 because the show starts at 12? Because, Dan, that's early, right? For her. Because that's about the time you would saunter in and look at me and go, "What? Stop sending me those texts." I mean,
did you get my email about the guest I wanted to book? I saw something come in. I'll look at it while we're talking on the show because I got talking to do. So I posted a video of Dan Cook's empty desk, and I tagged our boss and asked, I mean, just, you know, asking because I was just curious. I wanted to make sure he was okay, what his schedule was, because he wasn't at work yet. Not like I was dry snitching or anything. I was just trying to figure out the way.
Oh, that is 100% snitching. That's the dictionary definition.
100% snitching. Yes.
And it's false snitching because I'm not supposed to be there at that time.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know. So when I got ready to leave, I got outside and my car was gone.
That's not good.
And so I called my husband. I said, somebody stole the car. He was like, Shaletta, you're driving a 2013 minivan with 9 seats and 3 baby seats in it. It's dirty and there's no gas in it. I promise you nobody stole it. It probably just got towed. So I called the impound lot, and they were like, we have your car. It's here. It's $138. And I'm like, okay, cool. So Steve Simpson was leaving at the time, and I'm like, hey, can you, like, drive Miss Daisy me down to the impound lot? I'm going to sit in the back seat. We got to open all the windows because I don't want your germs. And I'm going to have to put, like, some plastic down on the seat in the back to sit on because I don't want my butt sitting on your back seat because I don't know who's been in your car. So you should have seen the looks when Steve and I pulled up at the impound lot. He's in the front, like, driving Miss Daisy, and I'm in the back. Yeah, it was, yeah. So I get there, and I get my car, and it got towed because at almost the exact time that I posted the tweet to Lindsay to ask him what Dan Cook's schedule was, is the almost pinpoint exact time that they towed my car.
How about that? Talk about payback.
And she learned that lesson so well, Chad. She's been savaging me all day on Twitter again today. So.
I said, God must really love Dan Cook. He must really be a good man because I got it, like, right away. When I looked at that ticket, I was like, hey, I was there. I was at the station. And I look back at my Twitter feed. It was down to the minute. I'm going to have to take a picture of the ticket and the post. It's the exact same time.
So I've had my car towed one time, and it was 100% on me. Went to see a movie, didn't pay attention, and it wasn't that far away. It's just 100% my fault. So it's towed. You come out, and like you experience, it's not a good feeling. All of a sudden, you're like,
it's not.
Where's my car? You know, now that we're a little bit older, maybe it's even more of an issue. Did I forget where I parked my car?
That's what,
which is an even bigger challenge, right? But I go there, and it's just a long, long line.
Yeah.
Wait in line. Thankfully, the individual is a listener. Very kind. Right? But then wants to do about 10, 15 minutes on the show. And was very, very nice. But at that point, I just want my car. I just want the car. I mean, I don't think, whatever the topic, do we want, when we've now screwed up, or we think we didn't screw up, it's their fault, whatever it might be.
Somehow,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you wait in line. Do you then want kind of a roundup of the day's events with that person? Don't you just want the car as quickly as possible?
Yeah, and you know what got me was that I got there, and they were like, okay, well, it's $138. I'm like, all my stuff's in my car. I don't have anything. I'm a mom. I keep everything in the glove box.
Good point.
I carry a purse. And so they said, well, you have to catch a shuttle to go to your car.
Oh.
And I said, ma'am, I don't do public transportation because I'm not going to put my butt on that seat. I'm not getting in the shuttle because other people are in there and they're breathing and they have germs. And the woman said, well, where your car is, it's about 2 miles away. It's muddy and it's nasty. You're going to have to get on the shuttle. So I waited about 5 rotations for the shuttle because I had to wait until nobody was on it.
Well, this would have been so good.
Oh, we should have had a video.
Would have been so good.
I'm not coming. Were we? Ma'am, are you going? You want me to open the door? I'm not getting on there with you, sir, because I don't know where you've been, and I have to do some contact tracing. Can you please get away from me? I'm not in. So finally, the man was like, look, everybody else, just wait, because I have to take this lady to her car because she won't ride the shuttle with anyone else. My husband was like 2 hours late to work. He was like, well, I thought you were there. Did you? I said, yeah, I'm trying to get to my car. He was like, well, what's taking so long? I said, they want me to ride on the shuttle. He was like, oh, Lord, you're not getting on no shuttle. Exactly. And other people are here. So I
would have so loved
when I got on there. Oh. The man was like, ma'am, you have to sit down. You can't stand up. Sir, I'm not putting my butt on that seat. I'm not doing it. So I stood up on the shuttle. I did not sit down on the shuttle because I left the plastic that I used for Steve Simpson's car. I had left it in his car. So I didn't have anything to keep the seat germs off my butt. And I wasn't sitting on that seat.
Oh, it's so good. Cook, also here, along with videotaping all that, because that's just too good. If we could have just timed it, right, where she thinks, I'm by myself, mm-hmm. I'm by myself. And then at the last moment, we send out another person. And at the last moment, we just keep out and we're going to encourage that person not to shower. You know, a little slovenly look, you know. Oh, it doesn't matter. So this person could have showered, could be as clean as ever, and you still would say,
I still wouldn't have got
off my shuttle.
Mm-mm. This is my personal vehicle right now. Y'all get off of it. And the driver's trying to talk to me. I was like, stop breathing. Stop. Don't turn around and look at me. Open your window. I made Steve Simpson open all his windows. The wind was just blowing. He's like, Shaletta, it's pretty windy out. I was like, hey, don't talk to me. Turn around. I don't want your germs on me. In his car.
Well, think about if it was 2 weeks ago when it was 7,000 below zero.
Oh, my God. We would have froze. We would
have. Well, he would have said no. He just would have said no. I'm not rolling down the windows. I like being alive. I don't need,
right.
You know. All right, hang on. More good stuff with Shaletta when we come back. Host of the Shaletta Show. Hey, Dan Cook, the show is on 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
Central time.
11 to 2.
Okay. That's when it's all right. All right, I'll get that.
If you want to send a text or two, you can. 651-989-9226.
The host of the Shaletta Show from 11 to 2 on Saturdays.
That was quick.
Man. Whoa. Hey.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
I like
it. I asked Dan to do something that's like 4 months later it gets done. So I can see where I am on the pecking order. Good.
Well, it is Women's History Month. It's Women's History Month, you know, so.
Are you going to have a month every month of the year?
I claim February. March is women, and then April is Autism Awareness Month. So you can have things back in May. I'm going to let you go ahead and have it in May, but I got it locked up until May 1st.
Well, we're together on Autism Awareness.
Yes, we are. So maybe Dan can come in on May 1st. Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking before you came on the air how the former president, Donald Trump, ended up getting a vaccine behind the scenes, that he did not do it publicly. And I understand the point of that people are going to make their own decisions, but to act like a president, a senator, mayor, doesn't set an example, and then the continued mixed messaging from Donald Trump on the power of COVID, it's going away, we've got it under control, and then that vaccines happened under his watch. I think it was a missed opportunity by the former president to do that publicly. The two of us many times have talked about vaccines, right, and where you stand personally. It is a given that people of color, in particular blacks in this country, have been mistreated and treated less than equally compared to whites on access to doctors, to medicine, let alone something as grotesque as Tuskegee. That is a fact. It is also a fact that when you get a vaccine, with the worst pandemic that we have seen in 100 years, you have a much better chance to avoid the vaccine. You have a much better chance to prevent the severity. And we both are parents to kids with compromised immunity. So where are you at right now? If your number was called today, would you get a vaccine?
Chad, I am stuck in the same position. My feet are like concrete. I haven't moved. And I've talked to David Hilden. I've talked to Mark Trainer with UCare yesterday. I haven't moved because of the mistrust, because of what has happened in the past, especially to communities of color, and how nobody's spoken up until now. You know, now they want to have town halls and, you know, come on, everybody in the black community, trust the process, trust the system. You know, where were they when, you know, Dr. Susan Moore was crying out that she needed assistance? Nobody called out or said anything. You know, nobody said anything when, you know, I almost died twice giving birth to babies and just recently went to a hospital in the East Metro with a white blood cell count low enough to be considered dangerous and asked the doctor what to do, and he told me to go home and Google it. I mean, too oftentimes, black and brown people, when it comes to health care, don't get the same treatment. And nobody said anything. Nobody's had town halls. Nobody's, tried to do anything about it until now that it's time to get this vaccine. And I'm like, look, the reason that there's a lot of mistrust is that nobody's tried to build the trust. And you can't just come now and say, trust me. I feel like I've been in an abusive relationship, and this dude's been beating me up, and now he say he's changed, and he wants to get back together. Well, you got to show me something first.
Right. So can't we do both? Let me ask this, because I'm not going to deny in any way what's happened to you personally. I believe you 100%. I'm not going to deny the facts. And the facts are the treatment has not been the same. And at times, well, throughout the times of this country, if you just look at the data of whites and blacks and life expectancy and access to doctors, it is unforgivable. You also can look at what is happening now and say that you, your husband, your kids are, if you believe in science, and I know you believe in science, mm-hmm. are safer. So you can say, moving forward, I need to see more change. Looking backwards, I need to see a further explanation. But for now, with the worst pandemic in 100 years, I'm going to put myself, my family, in the best position to be healthy.
Okay, see, I never looked at it like that. I never thought about it like that. So you're going to have to let me process that. Now, that's a good idea. I never really thought about moving forward and then, working to create change. Because y'all know that. I'm all about creating mm-hmm. change and building bridges and working with community and doing what I got to do to make it better, not just for me and my family, but for everybody, right?
Yes.
That's just how I roll. And I never thought about it like that. So give me some time to process it. But again, honestly, y'all, I'm terrified. I really am scared. And I'm not scared of many things, but this thing I am scared of.
You're scared? Elaborate why directly.
I'm scared. Because I just don't trust the system. I don't trust the process. I just have good reason to. Based on previous experience with African Americans in healthcare and studies and the way that we've been treated in the healthcare system and in hospitals, in the past and in the present. I mean, this is something that happened 100 years ago or 200 years ago. This is something that's still happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say that all of a sudden, you know, they've taken, you know, our DNA into consideration, that they've, considered people who have sickle cell trait and the things that are, you know, uniquely impacting communities of color and especially black people when developing these vaccines. I just don't trust that they care enough about me now because they've never cared about me before.
All right, let's continue this dialogue because you do have influence, there's no doubt. And for me, my first concern is not about your influence. It's just about you and your kids. And
I know. And you want my kids to be safe because you love them and they love you. Yep. And I know that. But again, like you were saying, I never thought about, you know, getting it and then, you know, trying to make change and create change. That's never been, something that I even considered.
We got about 45 seconds. Give us a preview for the show tomorrow.
The show tomorrow is amazing. We are doing Black History Month because it's March, right? It's Black History Month. So we'll be doing some Black History. We'll be talking about the Mall of America. You know, they did something I didn't even realize, but after George Floyd and the riots and the protests and the businesses that burned up, they reached out to some African-American business owners and gave them space in the mall. Did y'all realize that?
I saw that. Yeah, that's a great item. Yep.
So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk to the businesses, talk to them all about why they did it, and we're going to preview the trial coming up.
Outstanding. Love you. Be safe. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye, Dan. Thanks for my new open.
Bye, Shaletta.
The Shaletta Show tomorrow at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.